VOA News, I'm Tommy McNeil. Afghanistan's President Ashraf Ghani escaped an attack on his campaign rally in Parwan province that killed at least two dozen people, wounded even more during two Tuesday attacks. Reuters' Joe Davies reports.
The deadliest took place in Charikar, the capital of central Parwan province, near an election rally held by President Ashraf Ghani. The Taliban have vowed to violently disrupt the poll. The blast killed 26 people. 42 more were injured. In the capital, Kabul, more bloodshed. There, a man blew himself up, killing 22 people. Another 38 were wounded.
I was waiting at the entrance of the recruitment center when a man approached me and said, "Let me get inside." I was standing behind two men in the line when suddenly a blast occurred.
The Taliban says it carried out both attacks. Afghanistan's president called them the coward enemy for targeting civilians. Pakistan, which denies accusations that it shelters the Taliban, also condemned the attack.
Reuters' Joe Davies reporting. The U.S. has concluded that Iran launched last weekend's drone and missile attacks that knocked out half of Saudi Arabia's oil production. The CBS News network quoted unnamed officials as saying that low-altitude cruise missiles were used in the attacks early Saturday that cut Riyadh's oil production by 5.7 million barrels a day, nearly 6% of the world's supply. NBC News said more than 20 drones and missiles were deployed in the attacks. Vice President Mike Pence.
As the president said, we don't want war with anybody. But the United States is prepared. We're locked and loaded. And we're ready to defend our interests and our allies in the region.
The Saudi King Salman said his country is capable of defending itself against the attacks, but called on the international community to clearly confront the perpetrators. This is VOA News.